Hi, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. And this is The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast.
This podcast is all about taking action and creating that badass business abundance and life that you want.
Where we share stories, laughs, wins, and epic fails to show you the whole picture of the entrepreneurial journey.
It's not just unicorns and rainbows, people.
Jump on and follow us through this raw and witty roller coaster.
Where we get down and dirty and go behind the scenes of life and entrepreneurship.
Get on it.
Get over it.
And get after it.
Hey, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. Welcome to The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast. We're talking about one of our favorite things today.
Get shit done.
Getting shit done.
Yeah, yeah. We're still together, for those of you watching.
Watching on YouTube versus listening.
On your computers. Or on your phones. YouTube on your phones will work too. Anywho, getting shit done, Amanda. This is absolutely our thing.
Yes. I would say it's so far as to say it's one of our signature things.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody that in my networking functions and all around, that's my tagline. So that is what I do. That is what I love to do. That's why I love Amanda, because that is what she loves to do. So together we help people get shit done.
All the time.
All the time. All right. So let's talk about a little bit about what that means. Because it's not just going through the motions. It's not just like staying busy to stay busy. It's not even just to like mark things off of your list.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why I hate the term busy so much, is that people are just like, oh, I'm just doing so much. I'm going, and you're hamster on a wheel. You're not actually getting anything done. You're just going through motions to make yourself seem cooler than you are, or to seem more sought after, or to throw a pity party for yourself at how busy you are. I hate the word busy. We've already talked about that. But in getting shit done, it's really about the productivity. It's about maximizing the amount of output without really doing extra stuff just to do it. I mean, I think that's what really comes down to, is being strategic in everything that you do. Not everything, but everything. And getting it done. Like actually going and doing, putting in the action that gets it done, rather than putting in action just to do stuff.
We do love a good strategy and strategic shit, but I agree with you. I think I've said this on some other podcasts, or at least on our lives, but there's a term called progress over perfection. And I had this discussion with a client one time, because they were like, oh, well, there's a lot of progress happening, but there's like, we're not hitting the markers that we need to hit. And here's the thing. Motion is not progress. So motion isn't getting shit done. It might be getting some stuff done, but it might not be the right things done. And this is where this is kind of where we take like, okay, what you have on your plate, and like look at it and help you actually get things done going towards the right direction. So that's where the progress happens. So that's in productivity, like how to be more productive, and not more productive as in like putting more things on your plate. Although some of us do like to put more things on our plate. We had this running joke that we would just like open up a business when something would come off of our plate. Oh, Lynn and Amanda just opened up a business. This was before we became partners.
It's true.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about actually like being productive, like feeling like you accomplish things and not just allow the day to kind of get by, because that is a good part of getting shit done, is like that feeling of accomplishment and seeing the markers kind of move.
Yes. And hopefully you have markers, because that's one of the things you do when you're when you're getting shit done, you have to have those markers in there. But one of the things that I always kind of chuckle at it, because I was just talking to Clyde this morning about how long her to-do list was. And I always have to laugh at it, because you're never going to get things off your to-do list. The goal is not to have nothing on your to-do list, because then you're dead. If there's nothing to do on your to-do list, then what are you even doing? And I know that
Amanda's serious about that.
I know that seems very like too work oriented, but like your to-do list could be like to go to Paris and eat a baguette on the Seine. Like that could be part of your to-do list. It doesn't necessarily have to be the grind that's on your to-do list, but I believe that there's no such thing as your to-do list ending. However, if all you're doing is adding things to the to-do list, but never actually checking anything off with any progress, that's one of those indicators that you are just busy for the sake of busy, going through the motions without actually putting any strategy and not necessarily, definitely not getting shit done.
No. And okay, so let's talk about it in a couple of different ways, because I definitely want to come back to sometimes the things that we find productive and that are giving us progress don't always continue giving us progress and movement in the right direction. So I'd like to come back to that, because I think that that's a really important part as well, is that our even in our personal lives, but things like the reason, season, lifetime, there's sometimes a reason why we have to do something. There's sometimes a season and a lifetime that we do things. And this is in personal and in professional. And oftentimes we find, and even ourselves, like we analyze it, we proactively analyze, like, okay, what is working? What no longer fits? What are the actions? Because we could be checking things off our list and getting shit done, but is it still in the right direction? Is it still necessary for us to do it? Is it still, so that's where delegation comes in, which we can cover as well, but really like understanding that what you, for entrepreneurship, what you did when you were a brand new business isn't necessarily all the things that you're going to do getting shit done when you are in, making seven figures, right? So there, hopefully you've hired some people or have some VAs or something, yeah, helping you out. But still, even if you didn't, there are things that you would do in the very beginning that you don't no longer need to do there. So it is this constant analysis of like, am I headed in the right direction? Are the things on my plate that I'm getting shit done with, are they really still necessary? Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is really analyzing, are you doing things just because you've always done them? Are those things that you've always done getting you further, or is it just a bad habit that you've gotten yourself into? And I think that that's like identifying your habits, identifying those barriers that you have, identifying, you know, where you tend to sit will do a lot to really push your production forward. And I've done this myself. I'm not saying that I'm perfect for sure, but I've definitely looked back at my habits and been like, ooh, I am consistently working but inefficiently there, and having to change my habits and change the way I see things and change the value or the perception of what that item is for. So like, if I'm not necessarily seeing something working for me in one way, is it working for me in a different way that I didn't really think about? So like, maybe it's not bringing me specific dollars, but it's bringing me more notoriety or something else. Like, there's lots of ways that we identify productivity and identify like getting shit done, because it's not a straight line.
No, it's not. I'll give you a great example. Actually, my sister has she's an entrepreneur, and she opened up her own cleaning company. And listen, Amanda and I love to clean. So does my sister. And we're good at it. Like, we're really good at it. And my sister has a process, and the way she gets shit done, she's very efficient and very thorough. And she actually had a process to like, of how to clean the house, like in a really efficient way. And it was, or the company. So, 'cause she did commercial as well, but trying to like show other people that, or teach other people that is something that's slightly different. So like, she was getting shit done, and she mapped out her SOP, and she was able to teach others more so how to get the shit done, because otherwise what took her 2 hours was taking other people 6 hours. And yeah. So that's kind of like looking at like, and that was cleaning. Yes. I mean, obviously it's her profession, but even if it wasn't her profession, she was cleaning her own house. If she cleaned it in the way that she loves to and teaches, then she's going to be a hell of a lot more productive in getting shit done than in the other. And it doesn't mean that, again, that just because you checked off your list, you have to go on to something else. You could veg out and watch, you know, smut TV. We don't care. that's our choice. Or mindlessly scroll. Yeah. So anyway, so let's talk about some things that can help you be more productive or help you get shit done more. So one of our favorite is time blocking.
Yes. So time blocking is maximizing the amount of time you have. And it doesn't have to be, I think I was talking to a client about this. They're like, oh, I can't block out 5 hours. I'm like, I'm not telling you to block out 5 hours. That's crazy. Block out 15 minutes. So if you can find a specific time to get everything done in the same genre or same style in that specific time. Because I know, like, as a mom with a young kid, I need to be hyper-focused during that time. So it's very easy to just pick up your phone and be like, I'm working right now. Like, oh, what are you doing? I'm working. No. But when you're time blocking, you're hyper-focusing on that time. So whether it's a 15 or 20 minute spot, or if you're able to time block out 2 or 3 hours, the idea is you're hyper-focusing, you're staying on task for that, whatever you've set it for. So like, I might time block podcasts, or we have a set amount of time, batching all our information here. But I'm setting out a specific time to do it rather than, and again, progress of perfection. So if I set up 15 minute time block to answer emails, I might not finish all the emails, but I've
made a dent
in it. It's progress over perfection.
Absolutely. There are a couple of points there that I want to touch on is, you know, and I talk about this, I've had a client, great friends, but they own a high-end construction company. And we've often spoke about like their employees and how, because they have multiple projects at once, and that they would move the employees around based on the needs, because each one had their own skill set, or they do, some are laborers, some are framers, some are painters, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short is that every time that they had to pack up, go to a new spot, break down or set up, right? I should say, and then like start all over, it's that whole start stop thing that doesn't help you, it hinders you. So finding those time blocks, and I like to do an hour, 2 hours when you're kind of getting into the groove, and depending on what it is, like sales, I prefer a longer period because it takes a little bit longer to kind of get into it. But emails are kind of a mindless thing, more or less. I'm not saying that some of them you don't need a mind for, but like watching that, because sometimes the setup and the breakdown take more effort, and it takes out the productivity or the getting shit done. So just kind of be mindful of that. But another technique that you could use more along the lines of yours is, we love the Pomodoro technique, P-O-M-O-D-O-R-A, Pomodoro, Doro, no, all O's, technique. Can't spell. Anyway, and it's 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 20 minutes on, 5 minutes off. And it's just a discipline, which we're going to go to next. It's a discipline and a tool, if you would, to use you to help kind of train that. And I love what you said. It could be in the same genre, or it could be hyper-focused, but in that moment, you're hyper-focusing in. So Amanda used the example as emails, but let's say you had 2 hours set aside for sales calls, but you didn't get all of your sales. You don't have enough calls in that 2 hours. So maybe it's still under sales, but you're prospecting. So you're creating a list for the next 2 hours of outbound calls, right? So it's still in the same genre, but you're maximizing your effort in that time block and in that time. And yeah, I love time blocking and put it in your calendar too, and color code it. That helps. Like, I know that might, even when I have my old paper calendars, I color coded everything with my little highlighter markers. I love them. I do have an office supply obsession, but
it's a healthy obsession. It's better than cocaine. I've gotten
much better.
It's better than cocaine. Jeez. But you know, even in your regular calendar, like if your Google calendar, they have color selections. Yeah. You can change the color. Don't pretend that you can't do it. And just because I'm OCD doesn't mean that it's wrong.
No, love it.
And along those lines, the same thing with the time blocking is batching it, putting everything together, batching your time, batching your activities, like batching podcasts, batching blog posts, batching meetings, everything at the same time. So I'll just chunk it.
Oh, well, speaking of meetings, I mean, I remember, by the way, neither one of us do drugs. Like, I don't know why you use us.
Because I'm saying that of all the things, but you can be addicted to, office supplies and organization is not the worst.
Facts. I'm like, dang. Well, anywho, and I was just actually talking about this with a sales company that I did some work with, but essentially, you know, a lot of people that listen to our podcast are solopreneurs or entrepreneurs that maybe don't have a brick and mortar. And so you're meeting people out in the field or whatever. And so I used to actually go find myself a local coffee shop, and I would sit there and everybody would come to me. Now, I'm not being the Don, if you would, although sometimes I feel like it. But is it Don or Dom? Yeah, you get what I'm saying. I'm like, dang, I said that wrong. Anyway, anywho, it is more like they're not running around, or they didn't mind. Now, if I have to, I'll go somewhere else. But I was maximizing my time blocking. I wasn't having to set up, break down, etc.
Yes.
But the next thing that I want to talk about is discipline, because in order to get shit done, you have to have discipline. Otherwise, you're kind of like going through the moves. You are more in the passenger seat. You're not in the driver's seat. So discipline is really important.
It is. And not just in business, I mean, across everything. I mean, think about working out. You're not working. I mean, you're not motivated all the time. It's the discipline that gets you there. I'm not motivated to work every single second of the day. I mean, sometimes I am, but it's the discipline that I'm going to do it. I've made the decision. I have blocked out the time. I have it all there, and I am going to do it because I'm disciplined to do it, and I've decided. And that's not an easy habit to learn. And so I definitely recommend, if it's a sticky point for you and you really can't do it, that just being disciplined in smaller increments can help set you up. So you're disciplined with one thing, and then as you get that, then you can add a second thing to be disciplined about. It doesn't have to be yesterday you were a slacker and then the next day you're going to be hyper disciplined. You can work up to it. Progress over perfection.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think of all those like elite athletes, and I mean, it's discipline. They may love, and some of them actually, you'll hear them on interviews that there still is a love for the sport, but they're not as in love. And that usually is like external things that are happening, maybe not a good coach or whatever the case is. But with that being said, discipline is huge. And, you know, I love this saying, like, the only person you're lying to is yourself, because sometimes people are like, oh, I'm extremely disciplined. But yet, you know, let me give you an example. You are trying to fit into a certain dress, your wedding dress or whatever, you know, a weight thing, we'll say, but yet you're in the background eating cookies and you're like, oh, just this one cookie and then a bag later. That's not having discipline. Now, we're not saying that that's necessarily wrong, but you are, if you're going out and still saying that you're having extreme discipline, that's not necessarily true. So it's, you know, I look at entrepreneurs that we work with and they're like, you know, I'm so busy, or I'm doing this, or like, I'm getting so much shit done. But when we pull out their numbers, we look at their time, where their time is going. And at the end, they believe this, they believe that's what they were doing. Like, they believe that they were getting shit done, but they weren't getting progress until somebody else came and said, hey, look, this here, here, and here. That's when they were able to actually get more shit done. And going back to the athlete kind of example, that's why they all have multiple coaches. And typically those that are really, really like love their game, love their craft and want to hone in, they have additional coaches that help them, and not just in their field. They have spiritual coaches, blah, 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 blah. And this isn't to plug us. Obviously, I know we work with businesses. However, it is having that outsider to call you out, and to go to the next one, hold you accountable. Getting shit done, accountability is key.
It is. And even for hyper-motivated, focused people like Linda and I, we are each other's accountability buddies, because there are plenty of times that I slack off. There are plenty of times that I lose the discipline. There are plenty of times that I'm not getting shit done. And that's why I have an accountability partner.
Well, same. And I wasn't chuckling at that. I was chuckling. I was like, because nobody else wants to deal with our crazy asses.
True. True.
I mean, we're intense. It's okay. But we love what we do. And yes, you know, we've had this conversation several times since she's been in Bangkok. You know, Amanda and I have released 4 books between the two of us in a year and a half. Mind you, the first book it's more of a release versus a writing, a little over a year and a half. When I released my last book, because my last book was the last one to be released, it was a year and a half.
Exactly.
And that's because we held each other accountable. That's also because we had a framework and we had discipline and blah, 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 all the things that we're speaking about. We time blocked, et cetera, but we held each other accountable. And, you know, whatever your get shit done level is, make sure that you're actually getting shit done and having that accountability person. And yeah. And
you know, it's a lot like
lucky.
I mean, we talk about, we are lucky. we're talking about fitness and like sports analogies, but how many people hire personal trainers not because they don't know how to exercise, but because they need to have an appointment to show up and force them to exercise? I've worked with lots of people who they needed a personal trainer. They see a personal trainer twice a week and then they do their own thing twice a week because they need someone to hold them accountable. I mean, and I get it because even I would rather work with a personal trainer because then it's in my calendar. I have the accountability. I'm going to work out. Even if I like, you know, they're going to count out the reps. So if I'm working out myself, just me in the gym, I'm like, okay, that's close enough. Like 10 reps. That was good. No, my trainer would be like, it's 15. Do 5 more. And you can't, I mean, you could say no, but I'm never going
to
say no. Well,
the only person you're lying to is yourself.
The only person you're lying to is yourself.
Or that would be the only person you're hurting is yourself. And my coach would say that all the time. Like, if y'all mess up on your counts, and it's, mine was always, like, I always did more. I don't know how. Like, nobody wanted to be my partner because I'm like, oh, we're at 5 and we're really at 50. That's the hitch. What is wrong with you? I'm like,
happy. But it's true. It's the accountability. It is. Sometimes you can get yourself there.
Yes.
And sometimes you can't, and that's really okay. And I think that I know it was one of the big problems, not problems or challenges I had when I was starting out, is that I tried to do it all myself and I don't need anybody else's help. And I don't need help. No, I got so much more done when somebody was holding me accountable, because you'll always have those people who are like, it's the weekend. You know, it's 5 o'clock. Palhana, whatever.
Our promoter friends.
Yes. And we need those people in our lives.
Oh, we do.
But not for getting shit done.
Getting shit done in the fun way.
Yes.
Because that is important as well. I think the last thing that I'll leave you with that we should talk about is like task prioritization, or like, because we kind of touched on that with the whole writing the book, is like, you know, you can have all of that, but laying everything out, understanding, you know, what's working, what's not. So like having somebody help you decipher, like what is being productive, what is the shit that you should be getting done. And then like having a plan of attack that is going to help you get more shit done. And versus a to-do list and action list, or like, you know, some of the things that we do is we pick 3 things that we're going to accomplish that day. And it's little bite-sized chunks that gets us there. But I think like understanding our tasks and how we prioritize them, and if we need to delegate them, which we didn't speak about, but we did on another podcast. Didn't we do a podcast on delegation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the one who forgets, because I'm like, it's done. Even though I listened to it a couple of times, I'm like, yeah, I forget it. But understanding your tasks, absolutely, and having that kind of data dumped out and prioritized can absolutely help you. Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
You need those systems. You need those things to get you to the next level. If you're trying to get shit done, you got to do the shit that gets you there.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this today and you want to learn how to get more shit done, you know, just some things that you can start small. Every little step helps you in the right direction. But look at where you can just, you know, either prioritize a little differently, where you might be able to find some more accountability. Maybe time blocking. Are you having the discipline?
Yes. Yeah. Identifying those habits that are bringing you down.
Yeah.
Bringing you down.
And you get one last thing I do want to say is too, and this is, I know this is behavioral style focused, is, and we have actually some clients, is you have to watch the analysis by paralysis. We understand. And we especially understand, because we are trained in DISC. It's a behavioral style and other behavioral styles as well, but DISC definitely touches on it. And there are those that need to analyze and to really process things. However, it is not always in the best interest of you getting shit done, but also like sometimes Amanda and I will jump in head first, and one of us, it's usually me. I'm like, well, wait, let's hyper-focus. Let's do this. Let's do that. I think it's more me, which is kind of crazy, because usually I'm the one who's like, let's dump, don't look, move in. I think we're pretty balanced. Actually, this week, there were a couple of times she's like, okay. I'm like, this is and this and this and this. And she's like, how are we going to do it? I'm like, that's your job. Like, that's not my job. I'm telling you all this. But anyway, back back to what we were talking about, Amanda. Sorry.
Yes.
Sidetracked.
Point is, we want to help you get shit done.
Yes.
We have lots of tools. If you haven't been on our website, there are lots of downloads and freebies that can get you there.
Yeah.
Make sure you are liking and subscribing to our podcast to get more information and reach out. We love to talk about this, and we love to help businesses get shit done.
Absolutely. We can't wait to hear how much shit you're getting done. Till next time.
Get after it.
All right, everyone. It's not enough to just listen.
Now you've got to put it into action.
We are so excited to see what you do next.
If you enjoyed our show, please leave us a review on iTunes.
And to find out more about what we're doing, visit us at thepursuitofbadassery.com.